This year's Advent devotionals will feature readings from publications by Pittsburgh Theological Seminary faculty members. Today's reading comes from Incarnation Anyway, Arguments for Superlapsarian Christology by Edwin Christian Van Driel, Assistant Professor of Theology. It is published by Oxford University Press. To order the book, visit cokesbury.com. We can think about Christ's ascension along similar lines. No longer is he visibly present, but that does not mean he has left space altogether. Instead, as the firstborn of a new creation, he has entered a wider, more dimensional reality, a reality where he has gone to prepare a place for us, and from where he will come again and take us to himself, so that where he is, there we may be also. John 14:3. When that happens, time will be consummated as well. It will not be ended, but it will be healed and renewed. We will always be temporal beings, with a past that is gone and a future to look forward to. But our past will be reconciled, our sins judged and forgiven, the wrongs acknowledged and the wronged vindicated, and friends and enemies will have entered the world of love in mutual embrace. And our future will be unending. The unending exploration of the inexhaustible riches of God, the joy of the heavenly banquet, and the unending delight in the presence of Christ. O Christ, our Savior, you go to prepare a place for us, and for this we rejoice and give you thanks and praise. Our humanness prevents us from understanding this fully, but we trust in your love and grace and look forward to that unending future and the heavenly banquet that you have promised us. Thank you for being the way for us. Amen.